Welcome to Demand and Desire, the art and science of branding. I'm Jez Frampton, Chief Executive of Interbrand, and in this edition, we talk about being green, being sustainable, and being one of the best global green brands. Interbrand is just releasing the second annual Best Global Green Brands report in conjunction with our partners at Deloitte. And in this edition, I spend some time talking to Dave Pearson, the global sustainability leader, on exactly what it takes to be a good performer in terms of best global green brands. And I'll come back to that in just a moment. There's no doubt about the fact that sustainability initiatives are continuing to gain relevance and gain ground amongst the top levels of corporations and indeed consumers alike. Making sure that not only are you doing good, but that you are seen to be doing good is going to become increasingly important. Nobody, pretty much anywhere in the world, wants to be perceived as a bad player where it comes to being sustainable, where it comes to being perceived as being green. The question is when it goes from just being a neutral factor, i.e. everybody does it, through to becoming a positive factor, i.e. I will choose you because of it. I'm sure we can all think of companies who've done great things through their products and services to send positive messages about what kind of company they are and how green and sustainable their behaviour is. And I'm sure we can all think of instances where companies have been called to account either by their customers or indeed in some instances their own people because they're not being as good as they should be. And they're either telling us one half of the truth or at worst, they're actually trying to greenwash us, try and convince us that they're doing better than they really are. Some time ago, a colleague of mine and I went to see one of our clients in North America and found ourselves discussing this subject. They showed us some fascinating data that on one hand showed that as an organisation, when judged by their peers and their industry, that they were a very, very wholesome player, very green in their behaviours and constantly thinking about how to make themselves a more sustainable company. And yet, when you looked at the data which was being collected amongst their consumers, almost the opposite was true. And yet, some of their competitors, who actually had a less, shall we say, rosy record when you looked deep into the reality, were perceived as being great players. This was really the genesis of the Interbrand Best Global Green Brands report. We wanted to be able to compare the reality of what a company was actually doing on a day-to-day basis with the perception, what their marketplaces thought of them. We got together with Deloitte 2 years ago now and put together the methodology, which at its very simplest does just that. So Interbrand measures perception. To what degree do consumers believe that a company is behaving well? And then Deloitte use their methodology to measure performance, looking right the way through an organisation from corporate governance through their supply chain and into their products and services to determine how well they perform. We then look at the gap between perception and performance and comment upon that. If you are perceived as being better than you are, sooner or later you're going to get caught out. If your performance is better than you're perceived to be, there is an opportunity for you to do more. Either way, the purpose of this report is simple: to encourage companies to recognise two things. Number one, that increasingly, consumers, customers, staff members, and all the other human beings who come into contact with you are expecting you to perform well, to do right by the planet and all of us. And secondly, to show exactly where you stand in terms of your actual performance and what's going on in the mind of your customers. Bringing those two things together is critical, and that's why we invented the notion of looking at the gap. So as I mentioned, I took some time out with Dave Pearson, the global sustainability leader for Deloitte, to talk about the study, to talk about why we do it, what's important that's coming out of this, and indeed some of the opportunities and some of the pitfalls which stand in front of companies who want to be perceived as a best global green brand.
I'm Charlotte Fitzgerald, and I'm joined here today by the global head of Interbrand, Jez Frampton, and the Deloitte's global head of sustainability, Dave Pearson. I'd like to start with you, Dave. Could you tell me how sustainability has evolved to be a key aspect of the C-suite agenda for companies around the world?
Well, sustainability has developed a lot over the last few years, as it has become much more than a feel-good story. And it's much more about whether it's looking for cost optimization. That is one aspect of sustainability. But even more than that, and the value that a lot of our clients are seeing, is around the engagement with their people. And also, focusing on sustainability really is driving innovation in a lot of our biggest clients. And it really is driving some energy and excitement that goes from being a cost tool to actually helping develop products.
Right. Jez, tell us about the launch of the Best Global Green Brands 2012.
We're actually launching it around the world. So it's there's going to be an event here in London, where we are right now. There's events in New York and in other places around the world. The most important thing for us, though, is that this should be helping companies to recognize that actually there is a value to being a sustainable green company. And that actually they need to recognize that it's not just what they do, it's how they're perceived to be doing that matters as well. And bringing those two things to a point of balance is really what we try and do through the table, is to help companies understand how they're perceived and how they're performing, so that they can make sure that those two things are in balance. In today's world of social networking, you can get found out very quickly if you're saying you're green but you're not. And on the converse, if you are doing well, you really should be letting your market know. It's a powerful driver of people wanting to buy your products now.
Mm-hmm. Jez, you talked about the real value of sustainability within organisations. Going back to Dave, can you tell us a bit more about what are the motivational factors for companies to pursue sustainability initiatives within their companies?
Well, I think when we look at the drive for sustainability, more and more our clients are looking at their businesses with a long-term horizon. And they're seeing, as they expand globally, that there are challenges in parts of the world that they would not have seen a few years ago. And so when you combine that with what we've seen around how this is engaging their people, it's all coming together really well. And to echo Jez's thoughts around, you know, it's so critical to be perceived at the same level as you're performing. Mm-hmm. And our people, you know, you have, you know, thousands of people able to judge you every single day, and they will. So you better do it right.
Mm. You've both touched on the topic of perception versus performance. Jez, why is it important for companies to narrow the gap between perception and performance on their green agendas?
I think the most important thing nowadays is that because of what we're able to do just as normal people through the internet now, the connections through social media and the like, companies are very quickly called to account if they're doing the wrong thing. And actually, they also need to be in a position where doing the right thing is noticed by people. And those two things are directly linked to the notion of performance and perception. On one hand, you know, what Deloitte do is that they help understand how well a company is actually doing, you know, from the commitment of their senior management through supply chain right the way into products is very, very thorough. You know, so that notion of how is this company actually doing then can be matched with, well, what does the market think? So are you perceived as being as good as you really are? It's important to get that balance right, particularly in the world where consumers are, shall we say, ever more cynical about what companies tell them and very, very quick to point out if they're doing things that they shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. And the converse of this is also very important as well, right? In that if I have performance greater than how I'm being perceived, we better understand that as well. You don't want to be leaving money on the table. Yeah. And I don't care if you're the CFO or CMO or CEO. It's critical that is understood. And if you have an opportunity to maximize the value in the marketplace, take it.
Absolutely. I mean, as Dave said, it's not just on the outside, it's on the inside too. So if you understand, I mean, that the chances are if your market perceives you as being, you know, not as performing as actually as well as you actually are, then the chances are that's on the inside too. You know, so on one hand, being perceived as a good brand is a driver for purchase. On the other hand, it's a great reason to stay working at a company or to go and want to work there. So these things are actually powerful drivers on the insides of organisations as well as on the outside.
Right. Obviously, at Interbrand, you're experts in brand value creation. Tell us, what are the different elements of creating brand value and how does the green agenda fit into that?
There's three areas that we look at. First and foremost, it's effectively a means of valuing an intangible asset. So there's a financial element to it. So we look at companies' earnings stream and we use a standard EVA measure for that. It's very well known within the accounting world and beyond. And then what we're trying to do is use knowledge of marketing and customers to understand two critical things: the degree to which the brand influences purchase, which is what we call role of brand. Quite simply, if you were buying a particular car, watch, washing powder, whatever it is, how much did the brand play a role in that purchase? And then the second thing is how strong is your brand, which effectively gives you a clue how far into the future you might continue to buy that product. These two things then give you a kind of a net present value of what that asset is worth now. Now, where sustainability comes in is really in two areas. First and foremost, in the role of brand, you know, increasingly people buy products and services, be it as consumers or as business-to-business customers, on the basis of whether a company is good or not. You know, it plays a role in that purchase. So within that context, it's part of that role of brand, and making it clearly a part of what you stand for is important. The second place it comes into play is through brand strength as well, being perceived both on the inside to have this agenda running through your organisation and also for you to be communicating it to the outside world are factors which give you a competitive advantage.
The final question I was going to ask you is about the growth in digital media, social media, and how companies can use that to drive their sustainability agenda and to communicate it to a wider customer audience.
Yeah, I mean, from our perspective, I would say that, you know, we see digital now as really the glue, effectively, which holds together all of the other experiences a customer might have of company. So, you know, if you're thinking about an airline, the physical things that you touch from booking to travelling to being on the plane to airports, whatever else, can increasingly be held together by the digital world. And that works whether you're a business-to-business company or a business-to-consumer company. So, you know, on one hand, there are opportunities for you to be able to use what you do in the world of sustainability and being green to be a part of your product, the experience people have of you, your environments. You know, are they up to scratch in terms of, do you have efficient buildings, all of these kinds of things. And you can make a virtue of that through the digital world. You can also obviously use social networking as well. Many companies have Facebook sites and the like. And these are the kinds of things which are increasingly being discussed. And we suspect the reason why both us and Deloitte are so committed to this is because we think this is only going to get more important in the future. And the place where you're likely to see that discussion happening more than anywhere else is online, because, not surprisingly, it's perhaps the younger generation that are more interested in this. This is as much about tomorrow as it is about today.
And we've seen at Deloitte, it really allows for the feedback loop in accuracy and in time to shorten to literally nanoseconds. Yeah. If you roll out something today, you can find out whether you're on track very, very quickly, not only from a product perspective, but from a talent perspective. And so it ties in to sustainability very effectively.
The whole purpose of us putting together the best global green brands table was simple: to illustrate to companies that it's becoming increasingly important to be perceived as being good, and secondly, to give companies a clue as to where they might be able to adapt their behaviour, how much more can they do to perform well within their business, and how much more can they do in order to be perceived correctly. And I use that word correctly, very deliberately, because the trick is to balance the perception with the reality. We believe that this whole area is only going to become more important as our demands as consumers increase, as commodities become more scarce. There's also a role that governments have to play here to make sure that the companies that are operating within their countries are actually using their resources on a wide scale, from their commodities to their labour force, in a sensible, sustainable and green manner. We would ask that companies tell us as much as possible, report more frequently. Many of the businesses that we looked at on our league table this year only report every 2 years. And indeed, a couple of the brands were actually marked down because they hadn't reported anything on their corporate social responsibility or sustainable behaviour over the last 3 years. We would ask that companies take seriously the gap between perception and performance. The balance between what you're actually doing and the way that you're perceived to be behaving is extremely important, and real attention and real strategies should be put in place to ensure that those two things are balanced. If you aren't as green as you would like to be, don't be tempted to tell the market that you are. Take the necessary steps internally to make sure that you perform better, and then turn the dial up on the outside. Like any great branding exercise, it's important that you do it on the inside first before you do it on the outside. And finally, see this as an opportunity. Thinking in different ways about the way that your organisation should run, about the way that it should use resources, and indeed the very products and services that you produce, are quite simply huge opportunities to innovate. One of the big benefits that many companies reap from thinking through the lens of sustainability is huge cost saving, making sure that resources are used in the most efficient ways possible, making sure that waste is reduced to the maximum degree, and making sure that the products that go out into the market are genuinely recyclable and reusable. All of these things, even in the short term, if they may not be causing you problem, in the long term, will come back to be things that will haunt you if you don't take action now. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jez Frampton, the CEO of Interbrand, and this was Demand and Desire. Thanks a lot.